Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
This morning we spoke to Sifiso Zungu, the convener for the South African Student Congress in the Western Cape, about the incident that took place at Stellenbosch University. And we've been trying to make some sense of it. How does a university treat and deal with this type of incident? These are kids, they're 18, they are shockingly behaved, absolutely appallingly behaved, and as a parent, wow, I don't know how we would cope if it was one of ours. But what does the university, how does the university deal with this type of a situation? Dr. Choice Makete is the Senior Director of the Division for Student Affairs at Stellenbosch University. Good morning, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm fine, how are you?
Well, I would imagine you've had better weeks.
Yeah, there will be better times. It will be okay.
It will be okay because isn't all of this part of educating students, part of educating us as a country, part of a reality that needs to be dealt with one way or another? How does the university approach this type of thing?
Thank you. Yes, it's a reality of our society, and it's very important that we all commit to changing what is happening within our society and within our universities. Stellenbosch University is a previously Afrikaans institution with a history of more than 100 years, and some of the practices that were there, we are actually trying to uproot and make sure that every student who comes to Stellenbosch University is appreciated and experience a sense of belonging. Mm. But as the university, immediately when this was reported, the residents head together with the team at the Center for Student Communities organized a meeting with a house, with that residence, the students in that res and the house committee to talk about this issue, to try and understand how it can happen. And therefore, and the student was suspended from staying in rest. So already from Sunday night, the student did not sleep in rest, just to bring a bit of distance as we investigate. And at Stellenbosch University, we have Equality Unit. The Equality Unit investigates these kinds of instances where there's discrimination, harassment, all sorts of equality issues. And for them to investigate and then hand over the report to the disciplinary committee. And then the disciplinary committee takes action on the matter. But because of the seriousness of this case, the rector and rectorate had actually had to sit very quick and to suspend the student from academic functioning during this period as the investigation happened. And then at a later stage, the outcome of the disciplinary will tell the next steps to follow. But that does not end there.
Right. Just can you explain, because sometimes we see this happening, and this is somebody from the outside looking in, where we've got almost a different approach or a different culture, environment between the university itself and some of the residences, some of the reses. And from what I understand, and I never stayed at a res during my university, but it does seem to be that there's almost this own ecosystem and environment depending on the res. How does the university deal with that? And is that true? Is my observation accurate?
That is true to some level. And that is why we took a decision last year. We, from Division Student Affairs, we had a campus res life review process look at practice. And therefore, out of that review, we realized that we need to review the residence rules. And the residences, as much as we talk about the values of the university, the residences tend to have their own set of values,
right,
which are complementary at times to the university values, but at times are things
or
that
not.
We are not acceptable, that we need to take out. But when we talk about the ecosystem of residences, what complicates residences further? It's because there's alumni. There are students who of the past who have stayed in the res.
Okay.
From 100 years ago.
Right.
And
right.
Some of them come with positive influence and others come with a different agenda.
Well, especially at a university like Stellenbosch, where it has been a traditional white Afrikaans university and one of the universities that has had to move or has moved very, very cautiously into a democratic and an all-inclusive South Africa.
Yes. So for Stellenbosch University to really make real transformation in every aspect, especially within the student life environment, Stellenbosch being Stellenbosch, remember, it's a university town.
Yes.
And therefore, it takes more than just the university.
It
takes more than just the stakeholders inside.
Mm.
But it takes governance structures of the university to really commit and take a stance. Senate and council to say, you know what, as a university, this is the culture that we will support going forward. And therefore, when there's a commitment at all layers, like we are developing now, it becomes very easy to actually help the institution shift. For instance, at the beginning of the year, the university started off with the institutional planning forum. It's a 2-day session. And this year, one day was focusing just on transformation throughout the day. And that was the commitment of the university to say, we realize that transformation is not going at the pace it should be going. And we are starting to move faster.
They are signaling me that we're out of time, but it doesn't matter. I really do need to ask this question. We understand, obviously, from a victim's perspective, it's actually quite apparent what he has been through, what he's going to go through, what this means, and I imagine the support there is forthcoming.
Yes.
How do we deal with the perpetrator, who's most likely a product of his environment, comes from, and we don't know, well, I certainly don't know his background at all. I've made certain assumptions. Is there a way that this kid can learn a lesson, move forward in a positive way without having his life ruined by an incredibly bizarre, outrageous, unacceptable, appalling act?
The sad part is that our society expects that, you know, when a person has done wrong in society, we just throw them away and lock them forever.
Mm.
But reality is that that person is still part of our society. At Stellenbosch University, that student is our first year student.
Mm.
So in our anger and things, we need to act on what happened. But also it's very important to say, how do we assist a student to learn from the, you know, corrective justice kind of thing?
Because
we need to heal. We need to heal as society.
That's such an interesting one. And it's a very difficult task ahead of you. And now they're going to actually really shout at me if I don't move on. But Dr. Choice Maketa, Senior Director of the Division for Student Affairs at Stellenbosch University, thank you for taking the time. Good luck for everything that is coming your way. And there's no perfect answer. Let's just hope we get the best way forward.